Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. My name is Reverend Dr. William Harrison, a retired Colonel Chief of Police of Capitol Heights Police Department in Capitol Heights, Maryland. I'm sitting in this morning as host for Dr. Amasia Ann Capitino. She's out of town speaking on behalf of the Women's History Month, and she asked me to sit in for her today. So I trust and pray that all of you are doing well, and we're coming up on the Easter Resurrection Sunday, and just know that the Lord loves each and every one of us. So it's my pleasure to be with you this morning, and thank you for joining on behalf of Dr. Capitino. The subject for this morning is Drop Your Net. Drop Your Net covers a multitude of things that some of us are either still involved in or have been involved in our lives. It covers drugs, sexual perversions of all kinds, abhorrent, self-delusions, alcohol addictions, adultery, fornication, hatred of all forms, murder, backbiting, repetition of destruction, con acts, con men personalities, envy plots, mental rampages, and the list goes on and on and on. And I think in order for us to honor God, we have to drop those things. And when we drop things, we let them go. And we have to let the bad habits go so that the good habits can replace the bad ones through inspiration that comes from the God above. Trust that you believe in God. So as I think about the subject, and I just want to expand on it a little bit, just want to reference what the Bible says about these subject matters I just mentioned to you, drop your net. In the Bible, the New Testament book of Galatians, chapter 5, it speaks of the fruit of the Spirit and the works of the flesh. Galatians chapter 5, beginning at verse 20 and 21, I'll read those two verses of Scripture only. It says, I have to do 19 as well. 19 says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. Verse 20, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies. Verse 21, envyings, murders, revelings, and such alike, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And so we have to be mindful that these are serious offenses against the true and living God, and God wishes that none should perish, but that all come unto repentance. So we have to believe that there is something and or someone greater than us that made this vast expanse called the universe. If we look at the changes of the seasons, that tells us that we don't change them, we don't control them. Depending upon what region of the world you live in, we in the United States, basically the Western Hemisphere, we East Coast have four seasons: spring, summer, fall, and winter. And some other areas it's more warmer and have a longer spring or summer than they do fall or winter. And so as we go back to looking at dropping your net, I think one thing will help us to drop our net is to associate with people who are positive-minded, spiritual-minded, people who will encourage us, build us up, who can become a good role model for you. And one of the things that I find that is the most powerful word in the world is a four-letter word called love. Love conquers all. And so we should allow love to be without dissimulation. Let love be without bias. Let it be without anger. Let it be without dissension. And once we love someone, then we can overcome our shortcomings because the God of the universe is love. And so we have to mirror he and mirror that which is higher than us, better than us, more pronounced than us. And we can receive a blessing. And if you really want to get rid of bad habits, those who still have bad habits, and we all have them, some greater, some less. One way that I got rid of mine was I took them all to the God that I believe in prayer. I just took them to the throne of grace. I surrendered them. I let go, and I let God, and that worked for me. And later years, God led me in 2000 to the ministry, but I didn't accept it readily at first. So from 1990 to 2000, I ran from my calling by God to the ministry. I didn't answer my call until 10 years later, 2000, because I had some habits, some of those things that I didn't drop in the net, that I'm encouraging you all to drop in the net, to let go. Let the net catch it, and then it can cast those bad habits, those bad ways that we have, can cast them away so love can come into our hearts and God can use us to and for his glory, and that we can magnify God and we can be blessed by God. And I think it's so important that we understand the climate and the times that we're living in. The prophecies of the 39 books of the Old Testament are being fulfilled before our very eyes. And so based on the things that are happening around the world, you look at the occurrences in the Middle East, you look at some of the occurrences in the United States, the most wealthiest country in the world, and yet there is political turmoil. And so, but be mindful of this. The Bible says that God is not the author of confusion, but of love and peace and joy, as in the Church of All Saints. And so we want to mirror love. We want to mirror that people, which will help encourage people, which will help uplift people. And once we embrace love, then all the thoughts and the disappointments that we have will start leaving us. They will disappear. They will leave our spirit. They'll leave our mindset. Our ways will change. And so those who might be suffering from thoughts of abandonment and suicide, that's nothing but a demonic spirit. That's not a spirit of the God who loves us. So if you're experiencing that, let go. Let God. Just say a short prayer. It doesn't have to be nothing fancy. And just say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. And this will help you get right with God if you're not saved. And I accept and confess your Son, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. And so in order to be saved, in order to be forgiven of our sins, we have to acknowledge, number one, God. There is a God. Number two, have faith and belief in him. And number three, acknowledge his Son, who he sent to sacrifice for us over 2,000 years ago and died on a cross. So this is not about a faith or a man-made faith or a man-made belief. This is about a heavenly belief, a heavenly God that loves us all, sacrificed his Son for us. And so all we have to do is believe in that, and we can be saved from our sins and saved from eternal hell, death, and damnation. And death will be temporary. It will not be permanent. And so after we develop love and after we get rid of any suicidal thoughts and feelings we may have by praying to God and asking God to remove them, then if we're having challenges with our health, if we're falling on bad health, then we can ask God through prayer to restore our health. Yes, go to see the doctor. Medical doctors can prescribe medicine and pills and all of that to help you. But God can do a miracle healing as well. And again, we have the joy and the strength of the highest power in the universe. He can sustain your health. And if you have good health, thank God for that. But if you have bad health, then stop praying, asking God if it's his will to restore you, replenish your health, to make you whole again. Ask him to do that. And God is faithful and just. And if he sees that you love him and you're sincere, he will consider answering your prayer. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the Son of Man. Okay, men lie, women lie, children lie, but God does not lie, because he is not a man, he is a spirit. And so again, the God of the universe who loves us, wishes that none should perish, who is the author of love, the author of everything that we experience, who has made everything that that in heaven, earth, and beneath the earth, is the God that I encourage and I recommend that you consider that can minister to you, can take care of you through the third person called the Holy Spirit. And so with love, through God comes hope. Hope for what? Hope for a better life in this life, this present life. Hope for better health. Hope for better opportunities. Hope for a job if you need a job. Hope for harmony in your marriage if you're struggling in your marriage with your husband or your wife. Hope for your children to do better if your children are not doing what they ought to do. Hope springs eternal. Hope is that which we can't see. It's invisible, it's intangible, but it's real. It's something we desire, something we strive toward, and something we reach out and want to grab a hold of by moving in the direction of doing things that will bring about hope. Hope gives inspiration, it encourages us, and it just puts us in a mindset where we know that when our life ends here, this is not it. This is not the end of my life. There is a life to come. And so there's teachings, and the Bible speaks of eternal life, the new heaven, the new earth, new Jerusalem. So there's life beyond this life and this heaven and this earth that we currently know. And I just want to speak on peace, because Dr. Capitina was the organizer of the 1,000 Women in White and 100 Men in Black, and the theme was peace, faith, and family. Everyone needs peace. In order to get peace, one must find inner peace, peace within themselves, then find peace within within God. And I keep saying it because I don't want us to misunderstand. And if you're struggling with what I'm saying about God singular instead of God plural, because the God that I believe in is a singular God. And that's my faith. But whatever your faith is, I encourage you to pick up the Bible. Read the Bible. 39 books in the Old Testament. 27 books in the New Testament. Total 66 books. Greatest book that ever written. Just encouraging you to read it. Come to the conclusion in your own mind and your own determination as to whether or not you want to believe in the God of the Bible, whether you want to believe in the God of the grand, or you want to believe in the God of some other denomination or some other faith. But back to peace. So peace, faith, and family. Peace, inner peace, and peace with God. And then we become at peace with each other, peace with our neighbor. Not our next door neighbor, but everybody is our neighbor. And once we develop that peace, it gives us a feeling that surpasses all earthly understanding. You have harmony within yourself. You have harmony with others. You have harmony with family members, coworkers, family, friends, children, and wife. It just gives you a peace. And speaking of which, since I was the appointed by Dr. Capitina as the National Platform Minister and Speaker of the Floor for the 1,000 Women in White, 100 Men in Black. Out of that particular movement, and I represent the Washington metropolitan area called the DMV, District of Columbia, Maryland, and Virginia. I had a tremendous group of people working to bring brothers and sisters together from all races and walks and hues of life, and we marched in D.C. on Martin Luther King Avenue. And out of that, brothers and sisters, God inspired me, based on what's going on since I'm a retired law enforcement professional, to write a book. The title of the book is The Answer to Civil Unrest in the Land. The Answer to Civil Unrest in the Land by former Chief of Police Colonel William Harrison. This book will be available April 1 via Amazon.com. The Answer to Civil Unrest in the Land by former Chief of Police Colonel William Harrison. And I mention that to you because I trust these shootings by police officers across the nation of unarmed males should be of concern to you. And so it was purpose in my heart to write I wrote it. Dr. Capentino is involved because her office is the editorial office, and arranged for the editorializing of the book and the publishing of the book. And so out of me reaching out, embracing what Dr. Capentino believed in, peace, faith, and family, God purpose in my heart to write this book that will bless citizens, it will bless your kids, it will bless minority males, it will bless majority males, it will bless men, women, children from all walks of life, no matter what their income level is, no matter how rich they are, how poor they may be, or medium income, so we have a better understanding because there's civil unrest going on in the United States, and it shouldn't be. But absence of love, there's chaos. Absence of peace, there's chaos. Absence of peace, there's unrest. In absence of love, there's hate. So we need to be mindful of all these variables and things that separate people, drive them apart and not bring them together. We want to come together so that we can have understanding and we can trust and have love and be about the benefit and the concerns of one another, because it's so important that we understand those principles. And if we don't have love in our hearts, then we're not going to get along with each other. And anyone who says they don't love someone, let me say this to you, my brothers and sisters. The same as the Bible makes reference to anyone who says there is not a superior being, a supreme being, a God of the universe, the Bible says a fool saith in his heart, there is no God. And I will say this to you, that if we don't love one another, then what is our purpose in life if you don't have love for someone? And if you don't love someone, then the feelings and the thoughts of despair, the thoughts of being alone, the thoughts of being abandoned, all of those negative thoughts bring about thoughts of suicide because you feel that your life is not worth anything and that it's just worthless. But that's not true. Okay, the enemy, Satan, is a liar. Because God, the God that I know, and the God that many of you all know out there, loves everybody. And he says he wishes that none should perish, but all come unto repentance, all come unto salvation, where we all can be saved and experience eternal life in the new heaven, new earth, new Jerusalem. And about that comes new inspiration. He replenishes our health so we can be ambassadors for him. And we get along with our neighbors. And again, hope, our hope increases. Our life increases. And I believe our lifespan also increases. Why I say that? Because I'm familiar with the passage of Scripture. This is honor thy father and thy mother. May the days be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. I've honored my mother, I honored my father. Both of them crossed over. My father crossed over first at 82 years of age in 2002, 2003. My mother crossed over 2006 at 86 years of age. So presently I'm 72 years of age and I don't take any prescription medicine or any illegal drugs. No medication whatsoever. Why? Because the God that I believe in, the God that I know, the God whose son I have accepted, has sustained me. How many 72-year-old men or women you know that's not taken some form of prescription medication? I challenge you. And so that's a blessing. And so there's a blessing in loving. There's a blessing in serving. There's a blessing in believing. There's a blessing in hoping. There's a blessing in being at peace and helping to promote peace and inspiration and encouragement to others. So as I talk to you and as I fill in on behalf of Dr. Capentino, who does a marvelous job, who loves people and who inspires you all every Saturday morning, I trust that I have been able to encourage you in some way this morning. And I'm speaking to you from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. And it's just wonderful. March 19th, weather's a little overcast, but I'm on daylight Eastern Daylight Savings Time around 11:20 a.m. and whatever time it is in the region where you are. But the important thing is for us to just grasp love and be encouraged. Call someone after the radio program this morning. Call someone and tell them that you love them. And if you have had a recent argument with someone yesterday or last week and you haven't apologized, call them and tell them you apologize. Even if you were not wrong, take the high road, not the low road. Tell them you apologize. I love you. And although you have offended me, I want you to know I still love you. Or if I offended you, I still love you. Please accept my apology. Because it takes a one with a great heart, a great spiritual heart, to apologize whether they're right or wrong. And if you have any enemies, we are commanded to love our enemies as we love ourselves. Everyone has some good in them. Dislike the person's ways if they have negative ways or evil ways, but love the person and pray for God to change the person's ways. We can't change one another. The job is to change oneself and not try to change others. And so most people spend a lot of time trying to change others when they haven't straightened their own fault out with themselves. So let's pray that God would change the ways of those who offend us and those who have negative ways, those who have evil ways, those who have mean ways, and that we are to love them, okay? Love them in spite of. Again, we're all God's creation, made by God. God loves us, and he wants us all to make it into eternity. So remember the key words I've shared with you as I do a recap. Love. Love conquers all. Love conquers all. And so obviously, my reference base for the information I've shared with you this morning is based on principles in the Holy Bible, 66 books of the Bible, which I proudly acknowledge, and because I'm not ashamed of the gospel of God's Son, Jesus Christ. It's the power of God until salvation, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. And you will be able to get rid of those suicide thoughts. If you haven't read it, I encourage you to read the greatest book ever written called the Holy Bible. Get rid of suicide, the feelings and thoughts. And then God will, if it's his will, he will improve your health. He will strengthen your health. And he'll raise you up so you can be an ambassador, an evangelist, and a missionary for him and his purpose. And just remember, God is love. He loves each and every one of us. And as we develop that relationship, we will start loving more people, and people will become attracted to us. And then it will give us more hope, more inspiration as to the world to come. Where are we going to spend eternity? This is just a journey, this place where pilgrims hear. This is just a place that was initially created for mankind to have eternal life. But because in the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 3, read it for yourself, something happened. The woman was tempted by a serpent, and the woman and the man disobeyed God. And so death was a curse that came upon the earth. Read it for yourself, the first book of the Bible called Genesis chapter 3. But we have hope, we have eternal life, and then we have peace. And we have peace with God, peace with one another, peace within ourselves, and peace as we finish this journey. You can do it. Be encouraged. Know that this is not the end. This is not the end. This is just a transitional process that we're going through as we're living in this place called Earth. And we're just transitioning through. As you transition a job, you transition from locating from one place to another city, another town, another state. It's just a movement. It's just a transition. It's just a change. And so change is going to come. And you want to be in that transition place that is the new place, not this place. This place is temporary. The transitional place is permanent. It's eternal. It's forever. It's time without end. And it's called the new heaven, new earth, and the new Jerusalem. And I think that is the place where people should be encouraged to start working toward and want to be, because that's where I'm planning to be. And all the works that I do now, moving in that direction, because only what we do for the God of the universe and for God's Son Christ will last. Do good works. Do righteous works. Be a good Samaritan. Be a good ambassador. And as I said, brighten someone's day. Call and tell someone when you get off this radio program that you love them. Call and tell them. And say it with passion so they'll feel it. And they will be surprised. If you haven't said it in a long time, they will receive it. And they'll be wondering when you get off the telephone or if you see them in person, tell them, what is wrong with you? What changes come over you? You never said that before. You haven't said it in a long time. You have a husband, wife. If you haven't said it to a husband in a long time, wife say it. Husband, if you haven't said it to a wife in a long time, husband say it. If you haven't said it to your children in a long time, say it to your coworkers. Even if you have a boss on the job that's a grouchy or grumpy boss, tell him, boss, I love you. Oh, blew him right out of the water. He'll be confused in a good way, and he will be thinking, what is it that he hasn't been the best boss, but you tell him that you love him? You can help turn him around, change his personality, change his disposition, and it will improve your working relationship and his working relationship with other coworkers of yours as well. So we're doing it for the Lord, those bad habits, whether they're drug, sexual perversion of any kind, alcohol addiction, drug addiction, adultery, fornication, let all those things, hatred, backbiting, let them go. Drop them in a net so they can be cast out, cast away from you, so you can become a new creature, a new being, a new person, a new man, new woman, new child. And you can start your new walk, your new life with love, with good health, with hope in God, and with peace toward all mankind and peace on earth. That's what it's about. This journey is temporary, but the journey and the place to come is eternal. It's forever. Time without end. Time and eternity. And you can't measure it. So I would think that a reasonable person, a fifth grader, would embrace that, what I've shared with you. And I hope that I have encouraged you in some way in the absence of Dr. Marcia and Ms. Carpentino. What a wonderful lady, what a wonderful talk show host, what a marvelous job she's doing in the Los Angeles area for people, serving and helping people, encouraging them. And so she's just such an inspiration. So you might want to just go on her Facebook page and pin her Facebook page and let her know that Reverend Dr. William Harrison filled in for you and that he encouraged us today in a very positive way. And so you'll be hearing more about me on the national scene and the international scene. The National Platform Minister of Peace for 1,000 Women in White Incorporated, Reverend Dr. William Harrison. And don't forget, get my book, The Answer to Silver Unrest in the Land, by former Chief of Police Colonel William Harrison, available April 1, Amazon.com. I hope to fill in the future on behalf of Dr. Carpentino. So you be blessed. You have a blessed day. And I will just say a brief prayer. Eternal God, our Father, we thank you for this opportunity to minister to those who are Dr. Carpentino's audience, and pray that they have received inspiration and encouragement from the words I've shared. Now bless them, bless their households, Lord. Manifest your presence through them, through the Holy Spirit. Let them know that you love them, you wish that none should perish. Give them the desires of their heart. Let them turn unto you, those who are not. And Lord, you will love them and they will serve you. You are our shepherd and we are your sheep. Bless them and keep them. And we love you and love each and every one of you. And as the program ends, be encouraged in the Lord. Be encouraged in the Lord. Signing off, Dr. Carpentino's show. Reverend Dr. William Harrison hosting on behalf of Dr. Carpentino. You have a blessed day and may God blessings be upon you. Amen, amen, and amen. Be encouraged. Take care. Until I have a chance in the future. I said, bye-bye.